Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get you NFL, the Monday morning market moves. Week 14. We're getting close, closer and closer, and the NFL is even more confusing. We're getting some tweets here, Sam. Sam, it is at SP Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Show comp bet underscore sweats, but make sure you're following each of us, especially a few weeks from now, so we can let you know what the hell is going on. Mike Moreau, regular listener, he checks in, talking about our conversation about Lane Kiffin, which I think is a great point, something else that I forgot to bring up from over the weekend. Mike Moreau says, is it true that Saban and Herbstreit are represented by the same agency as Lane? They were tough this weekend in advocating for Lane to coach through the playoffs. That, I don't know about the agent. We can look that up quickly. That was embarrassing. But you know what? I'm used to it at this point. Kirk Herbstreit is constantly embarrassing himself. He's so brutal. Watching Bears-Eagles on Friday, him being on that Amazon broadcast, it's just like, God, I see real analysts that are tweeting about the game. I'm like, you should be doing this game, Greg Olson. Someone of your stature, not Kirk Herbstreit, a guy that just kind of does NFL on the side. It is so infuriating. And yeah, just the guzzling that we see by Herbie towards some people in college football. He embarrasses himself every time I see him on TV, man. He used to be an analyst that I respected, that I liked, and I no longer respect him. I don't like him at all. I find myself, and I've told you in recent weeks, I find myself watching less and less game day.
It's time for another facelift, I think, for Herbie. Needs a little bit more work done, I think, in the face. What do you think?
How old is he? Because the hair, nothing has changed. He hasn't aged one iota. But
that guy's plastic. He's plastic at this point. Like, if you don't know that, you're just not paying attention. Like, that guy's got more work done than
he's
like 56? Women I know. Oh, well.
Wait, okay. Yeah. Okay. Sure. But no, he was all those guys were like all about backing Lane Kiffin. It was ridiculous, and with his antics, I don't know how you could do that.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there's a fraternity there. You know, the power wielders in college football are mostly represented by the same guy, so they're not going to say anything negative. Again, I have the clip. We'll play later what Bill Cowher said about Lane Kiffin, because Bill Cowher doesn't care about the politics of college football. He's just calling it as he sees it through the eyes of a guy who coached at a very high level for a very long time. One more quick thing on Saban, though. Like, Saban's made a couple comments the last couple years, and look, I'm a big Saban guy. I have nothing wrong with Nick Saban. But he made a comment about Kalen DeBoer earlier this season about how Julian Sain was, like, on the practice squad or something for a whole season, and Julian Sain was on campus in Tuscaloosa for like a month and then transferred to Ohio State. And they were showing highlights of Sain throwing touchdowns at Ohio State. And it was the highlight package. And Saban came out after the package was over and was like, yeah, that new guy at Alabama didn't even know what he had. That guy was just waiting in the weeds for a whole year. And the Alabama faithful came out of the woodwork and were like, actually, no. He transferred pretty early in the game, and Kalen did not have Julian Sain just sitting on the bench and waiting. Julian Sand got up, transferred. Like, it was a very short time that Sand was on campus for, but Saban was just throwing that out there, like, oh, well, how did Kalen DeBoer not know that he had Julian Sand? Sand was there for a cup of coffee and then left. So there have been some things on that set that have been said the last season where I've just been like, that's just not right. That's factually incorrect. You need another facelift. Oh, more dogs. Yay. Like, it just, yeah, I don't know, man. It's not my show anymore. I was a big David Pollack fan. I loved watching David Pollack. And now it's just turned into the whole, you know, McAfee and Desmond Howard. whole show is just McAfee.
You can't move on from Desmond Howard. You can't take him off the show. No, you can't.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, it's turned into like a WWE production where it's more about shock value and overproduced and like storylines more than actual tangible college football conversations, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. And McAfee's ties to WWE, like, he has the power now. It's his show, which is sad. Yeah, I don't know. I forgot to tell the boys to grab the clip because I saw this over the weekend and it was time to move on, but it was also kind of sad. Did you see the Corso clip? Because he did a video interview and he's basically saying his life sucks now without game day and he can't watch. And, you know, a lot of times guys at this stage in their life, they're like, yeah, I'm enjoying retirement, this and that. He's like, no, I miss it. It sucks. I can't watch game day. And I didn't know if he can't watch game day because it hurts because he's not part of it or it's just not the show that's when it was in its heyday. With Corso, where Corso was the man, and I, you know, he should have been off the show for the last few years. I think we understand that, but that was tough to see that he's really missing it, and he's having a tough time without it.
You know what, though? You bring that up. They had this whole thing. They had this whole, you know, show dedicated to him, and then they just moved right on, just like Herbie did with the dog. Just moved on. We're all going to cry. We're all going to have a good cry. And then we're going to move on. That's what they do.
He's so fake. He is so fake. Do you think he's got the video montage for the next dog ready to go? Like, he's got
there's three dogs.
Eight,
now.
I forgot.
So it's going to be a while. Be a while before he's dogless again.
That's true. There's a lot happening with college. Man, it really sounds like Fitz might go to Michigan State. I don't know. That's a lot of baggage. I wouldn't sign up for not in 2025. And what you get out of it, that is a lot of baggage that you'll be taking on. I think we all know he won the lawsuit. Okay, cool. And he can tell everybody that. Like, he was involved at a lot of bad stuff that happened in Northwestern. And nobody's going to convince me that he didn't know. These head coaches know everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But it's... Yeah. It's nice to see somebody give him a second chance. I don't know if it's going to work. Mm. Time will tell. He's going to have to recruit the Midwest, and now you're recruiting against Ohio State and Indiana and Michigan and all that. We'll see. I don't feel any type of way about it from a betting standpoint. We teased this going into the break, and I know we're going to do a little bit more of this tomorrow. We're going to do a segment on college football futures. But Mikey Betts, who has made some really solid future bets that he's tweeted us about, he's got a Virginia ticket at 100-1 to win the conference. And he asked about what we would do. And I like answering these questions and talking this out, but we need a little more time. Like, it's a big math thing. And I mean, I could give you my instant reaction, but let's just table this for tomorrow. He's got a ticket on Virginia 100-1 to win the ACC. And they are a 3-point favorite in the ACC championship game. So I'd like to talk about that tomorrow if we can.
Yep. Let's make sure that we do that. We will do that tomorrow. A lot of movements. As far as the NFL, you know, I think it's worth bringing up that Dart is your second favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year heading into the game tonight. Also heading into tonight, another market that could move, Coach of the Year. Vrabel's your odds-on favorite. He's around minus 200. Ben Johnson is the second favorite at plus 240, around 2-1 at a lot of spots. I find that to be interesting. So based on tonight's results, we could get some movement, Coach of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, And I was wondering about it. You know, all that chatter about Jonathan Taylor being your MVP, that is now dead based on what's happening with the Colts of late. But my JSN OPOY is live, man. Taylor and JSN, both minus 110 for Offensive Player of the Year. So we'll get into that tomorrow as well with the awards. As far as Week 14, man, there are a lot of huge matchups. We've got Chicago-Green Bay. That game's going to happen twice over the next 3 weeks. You've got Pittsburgh-Baltimore. Based on who loses most recently, you keep having the leader in the clubhouse just kind of flip in and out, and okay, now they're going to be the four seed in the AFC. It was Pittsburgh. Now it's Baltimore after the Steelers lose yesterday. So that's going to be a big matchup. You've got Houston and Kansas City, both of them just trying to get into the playoffs. That's going to be your Sunday night football matchup. So a lot of big games coming up this week in Week 14. And Dallas-Detroit is a real good one. Both of those teams fighting to get in on the NFC side. That game's on Thursday, Sam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I tagged four games that have some pretty notable movement. So naturally, Mariota plays well on Sunday night. A nation watches it. Washington's going to be popular. So look ahead was Minnesota -2.5. And now Washington is a 1.5-point favorite. So a 4-point move, granted, through the zero, not that big of a move, but Minnesota 2.5 to Washington 1.5. How about Seattle? They pound another bad team and they face another bad team. Seattle goes from 7 on the open. There's still a 7.5 at BetMGM, Joe, but Circa and Westgate have 8. Pinnacle has 8. Chris has 9. I think that one's going to climb. So if you want Seattle, and you have money in the account, and you know you're going to bet Seattle, lay the 7.5. Now, two other quick ones. Buffalo from 5.5 to 6 against Cincinnati, and they are betting the Texans. Look ahead here was 5.5, now 3.5. Kansas City only a 3.5-point home favorite against the Houston Texans.
A lot of fascinating conversations with some of these lines. Remember the last time Shador was laying more than a field goal?
Did they win?
That Raiders game?
Yeah,
no. But it's hard to bet Tennessee. But Cleveland -3.5, -4 at home. That Browns defense got roughed up yesterday. That's interesting. Boy, a lot of wild games. You know, Denver, they're not laying more than a touchdown at Vegas, but it's tough to bet Vegas. There's some dogs here, like, you want to get there, but it's very difficult to bet them. How about Miami, man? Look at the run that they've been on. Soft schedule. They keep winning games. They almost lost it yesterday against New Orleans, but they found a way to just get by. And now they're favored coming up this week, taking on the Jets. So a lot of fun games to talk about. Monday Moons on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.